We're back here with Hilary Hahn, who just played that wonderful Vieuxtemps violin concerto. Brava.
Thank you.
That was so extraordinary in terms of range, expression. It's a really beautiful concerto, and I understand you have a history with it, a personal history.
I do have a history with this piece. It's a concerto that I learned when I was about to go to Curtis. It was the last thing I learned before I started studying at the Curtis Institute of Music when I was 10. So I really go way back with this. And Vieuxtemps taught Eugène Isaïe, the great Belgian violinist, because Vieuxtemps himself was Belgian. And Isaïe taught my teacher, Yasha Brodsky, with whom I studied at Curtis. And of course, then Mr. Brodsky taught me. So I kind of have this complete circle of connections to this piece.
That's terrific. You've written about how when you play a piece for a long period of time, it gives you permission or license to experiment with each performance, with each orchestra.
The more orchestras I work with, the more different ways I play a piece, because each orchestra has its own way of interpreting music, of playing together. Each orchestra has its own tendencies. And of course, every conductor brings a whole other perspective to the piece. So there are actually three things happening on stage in an interpretation. There's the soloist, the conductor, and the orchestra. You want to bring all of that together, but there's not a ton of rehearsal time usually. So there's a lot of listening and adapting. That's a really great part of the process. So the more I play a piece with different groups, the more options I realize I have musically and the more ways I've had to adapt.
Well, this particular piece is so interesting because it's so lyrical and operatic and has so many different moods. And it's surprising that subscription audiences haven't heard this since 1957. And I read in your liner notes to the CD that you have recently recorded of it that you're finding that you can introduce it to a lot of orchestras.
Usually when I arrive for the first rehearsal of Vieuxtemps Concerto No. 4, I'm the only one on stage that's performed it. Often the conductors have not done it, the orchestras have not done it, and that's fine. I don't think it's that there's a gap in anyone's repertoire. I just think there are these wonderful pieces that are popular at one point, and then I think sometimes what happens is everyone thinks that this piece is being played, so they start to play something else. And then the piece that was played a lot winds up not getting played because everyone thinks someone else is doing it, but no one is. So I don't think it's a matter of quality or a matter of like whether the piece deserves to be played or not. There are a lot of pieces that just are not played very often because people are not in the habit of playing them, but they are really beautiful works. And this is one of those pieces. I think it's really great for the violin. It's a very virtuosic concerto. It shows off a lot of qualities of the violin musically and technically. And it's also very operatic. It has these theatrical elements to it, a lot of flourishes, a lot of simple lines that enable the performer to really express a lot of different things. And it has some beautiful soaring, complex elements as well. So there's a lot to work with.
Any particular movements or parts that you particularly love to play with?
All of it. It's such a varied piece. I don't think I could pick out one small part, but it's really how the different sections dovetail into each other that I find really fun to toy with, because you can change the proportions of the piece by making tiny little alterations in your interpretation from day to day.
Well, it must be fun to play. It was certainly fun to listen to. Thank you for coming, and we look forward to the next time you're here.
Thank you, me too.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.